Medical cannabis. They're a CQ couple, Jamie and Stephanie, and their six-year-old son, Callum, suffers from autism. Dad was growing cannabis in his backyard and turning it into oil to give to his six-year-old son to stop the autism.
And it was working for them. They'd gone through a process of all the other medically suggested things.
They'd tried a lot of the standard how we try to treat autism and such.
Yeah.
None of it worked at all. And then they investigated the medical marijuana.
Yeah.
A lot of red tape and bureaucracy to get to. Well, it's still classed as a dangerous drug.
Parents go to jail over this.
They've copped a fine. Mm. And old mate's also lost his blue card. He does a bit of work with shade sales at schools and things like this because they... looks like they're... accumulating the evidence and all this to charge with giving a class one dangerous drug to a minor.
Yeah.
But in this, it was the oil, which has the THC taken out of it.
Most of us are across this.
The CBDs, the cannabinoids in there are the thing that actually helps with the autism.
The kid isn't smoking a joint.
No, and not high. There's no... There's very low amounts, if any, of THC in it.
Yeah.
So a $400 fine... can't give the child this medicine that was working for him and has also lost his ability to earn some money as well.
Yeah.
All because of this red tape and this draconian law that we have here that's pretty old and I maybe think could probably be updated somewhat to people who are trying to help and do good things medically. The media also has a responsibility not to make a farce out of stuff like this as well. I would have probably chosen a couple of better titles and the way you're delivering in the paper this morning as well, just a little bit.
This is something you and I both agree on.
We found something, wow.
And our hearts actually break for that family.
They're just trying to look after their son.
It's not the only family that have copped this either. People trying to look after loved ones and then the law intervenes and treats them like a criminal. So then they have the added layer of all that stress and... financial hardship or loss of work.
All of that.
Getting spoken to like you're scum.
Feeling like you're a criminal for trying to help yourself.
Horrible stuff.
So are we really out of the dark ages on 13, 27, 10? What's your take on this, Coxie?
Let's just cut straight to the chase. It's about the big pharmaceutical companies earning billions and billions of dollars out of keeping people just enough alive. I mean, they've got the cures for cancer. Marijuana has been proven that it'll cure cancers and about a million other ailments, and of course they don't want you growing your own therapy in the backyard.
Is it because they can't regulate it and take the money from it, the monetary value of it, like the big farmies?
Exactly.
Yeah, so just change it. Take the money. Just stop putting all these people through the court system and then jail and all this drama when they're just trying to heal themselves.
And that's exactly right, Pinky. I mean, it's been proven with autism and dozens of other ailments that these kids are having, and this one naturally grown product that you can actually grow in your backyard, which they don't make any money out of, can cure them and heal them. I mean, epilepsy and all these other ailments that, and brain damage parts of the body. How many people, how many stories do we need to read
that
says, yes, this works, and they keep saying, no, you're not allowed to have that because we can't make any money out of it.
And look, I'm just going to throw this out there as well. The actual roots from the plant itself can actually rejuvenate soil in an environment where you can't grow any crops. You can plant this, it rejuvenates it. Then you could, after the fact, bring in some wool or wheat or whatever it is because it rejuvenates the soil. Just another thing.
Well, and the stalk and the stems as well make paper. We don't have to cut trees down and forest. I mean, this product, I mean, Henry Ford actually built a car out of it.
The first car was bought out, it really was. It was supposed to run on hemp seed oil as well. There's a big history into this as well. Triple M, who's this?
Hey, it's Mark Banksy. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, not too bad. What's your take on the medical marijuana, mate?
I agree with you. These idiots that are in Parliament are just draconian.
Yeah.
We need it. There shouldn't be this red tape, and children should not suffer under any circumstance.
Yeah. And then, of course, their parents, their families,
they
get torn apart. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and like the propaganda machine is just like, it's not about getting stoned and wasted and rare.
Use your brain.
There's a lot of other natural plants out there that we use to heal ourselves. This is just one. Yeah. As well.
Well, here's an example I always say to people when they go off about marijuana and things like that and the medical oil. I say, how many people do you hear being king hit by someone and killed when they're drunk? Well, that happens all the time. How many times do you hear it when someone's on marijuana?
Yeah, well,
exactly. No answer.
Well, I've never heard of it, so I can't say that.
And yet alcohol's illegally sold and taxed, but this miracle drug, which is helping children and everything else, is put down as a class one dangerous drug and all this.
Yeah.
I can't work it out.
Yeah, look, you need to chill out a bit too. I won't suggest how, but on 13 27 10, Triple M, who's this?
It's Ray.
Ray, what's your take on it, mate?
Well, like anything, it doesn't matter what you do, somebody is going to abuse the privilege, aren't they? In cases like we were just talking about it, me and Jan, and she's got Parkinson's, and I'd like to find out if it would help that.
Banksy and Pinky for breakfast!